The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about peaches. What is the difference between a peach and a nectarine?
One gene within their entire genetic code.
Okay.
They are separated by one gene, and that one gene makes either a peach have fuzzy skin and a nectarine have smooth skin.
So that's because I never know which I'm eating. So the fuzzy one is the peach.
That's the peach.
And the nectarine is
the smooth,
unfuzzy.
Kind of shiny one, yeah.
And there's nothing else different about them.
One gene that makes that the difference, and that's
okay.
It. Varying varieties of peaches will have different sweetness levels and different acidity levels.
Okay.
So I suppose one of the reasons why we adore a peach in season, and I mean, this is it, like this July, September is the height of peach season. It's because they have that balance of sweetness, the ripeness balance perfectly with that acidity. And this is why they pair beautifully in savoury food and sweet food.
So where in the world are we getting our peaches from? They wouldn't grow here, would they?
No, not really.
Not properly.
Let's not put those in our greenhouse. If we're looking for peaches, China is one of the biggest producers globally. Italy. It's so funny, isn't it? You kind of say Italy and you go, oh yeah, Sardinia, Sicily.
Yeah.
I can imagine myself in Italy eating peaches and amaretto and all of this beautiful stuff. Georgia, where Justin Bieber liked to get his peaches from.
Oh yeah, the peach state, you know, it's on their number plates.
It is, there you go. As I said, this time of year we're very much talking fresh peaches, but there is a lot to be said for tinned peaches.
Love a tinned peach.
So do I.
Love a tinned peach.
It's unreal, isn't it? The reason the tinned peaches are quite good is sometimes when we tin fruit, so what happens is it's heated at very high temperature and that can kill a lot of the vitamins. So you're like, some of your water-soluble vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins. But with peaches, you actually, research has been done and it has shown that it can enhance the bioavailability of certain vitamins.
Okay.
Vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin E, folic acid. So, I mean, that's like, that's a real winner because it's not something you would ever assume from peaches. So not only are they incredibly convenient, they're very cost effective, they're beautifully sweet and they're consistently sweet. You don't have to kind of buy a peach and wait for it to, you know, ripen up for a week at home. And they work. And actually in any of these recipes that we're going to go through today, they work in all of them, which I love.
Let's go through the recipes. So where shall we start?
I'm going to start you with a little starter.
Okay.
This is a beautiful salad of peach, mozzarella and crispy goo bean salami.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really lovely. So we've got our salad leaves on the bottom. Then I've got a little bit of sourdough, which I just toasted with olive oil. And if you toss the lettuce leaves with your croutons, then pour over your salad dressing, the salad dressing helps to just absorb into those croutons and it kind of gives them that toastedness, but they get a little bit soft and around the edges and it's lovely. And that salad dressing, by the way, is so simple. 4 tablespoons of oil, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, about 1/2 teaspoon of honey, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, salt and black pepper. That's it. That'll keep in the fridge for like 2 or 3 weeks. You don't need to make anything else. Then you have the sweetness, but the acidity of the peach balances out with that kind of salty crispiness. So I fried and kind of, griddled, I suppose, or roast off the salami to get it super, super crunchy. Isn't it delish?
It's so good. That salami is delicious.
Yeah, isn't it?
Sorry, I know we're talking about the peaches, but
yeah.
Or since it's more the salami.
That salami has a little bit of fennel in it. So it's goo bean, it's the Irish salami. Very artisan, handmade. And it's, I suppose it's a, you pay for what you get. I suppose really it's a quality product and a little goes a long way. And when we talk so much about this flexitarianism, you have like maybe 6 little slices there in a lunch, maybe starter portion of a salad. But like, because there's so much else going on with the creaminess of the mozzarella, I popped in a couple of little olives as well, saltiness. So it's that balance of all of those things that just plays out and you don't need a whole lot, but when you get it, it shines.
And no, and even the peach, you don't need a huge amount of them either.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it just offsets against the saltiness, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really lovely. And peaches again and nectarines go beautifully with pork. So if you're making like a stuffing for pork, chop up a couple of peaches, put it in. You can do apricots as well. Or you can just kind of roast them off in the oven. So a little bit of butter, a little bit of thyme. So thyme is one of those herbs that pairs beautifully with peaches. Roast them off in the oven and just serve them on the side, you know, with your potatoes, with your veg.
Delicious.
Yeah. It's a winner, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, that's less of a cooking recipe and more of an assembly. You know, you're just, once you have the few bits, it's really easier, particularly if you'd
open it. You cooked off the salami though, didn't you?
That's the only thing. Yeah, that's the only thing to cook. The rest is just assembly. Mm. And like that, even if you had opened a tin of peaches for dessert and there was a few left, like it's a lovely way for lunch the next day to use them up.
Now we've moved on to our main course.
Yes, pretty much. So we're talking peach salsa.
Okay.
So chopped up peaches, again, tinned. So what with the salsa, I actually used a combination of fresh peaches and tinned peaches, red onion, a little bit of red chilli, and a little bit of jalapeno. And then what I did was I took chicken thighs.
Yeah.
I mixed them with a little piri-piri seasoning, butter, oil. I have a pizza oven at home, so it gets super, super hot. So it's like almost like a wood-fired oven.
Yeah.
Put the chicken in on a tray with the butter, the oil, a little bit of that piri-piri, a jar of roast red peppers that were shred up, and you almost get it sizzling hot and it comes out of the oven. So you can serve it warm or serve it cold in a salad. So it's this...
It's cooked already before you do that?
No, so it's raw chicken and you cook it in the fire oven, in the pizza oven.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it cooks. So the pizza oven heats up to about 370 degrees Celsius. Mm. So it cooks in about 8 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes, like... whatever, maybe four or five chicken thighs.
And if you cut it quite thin or anything?
Yeah, okay. Cut it thin. And it cooks really quickly, so it stays really juicy. The oil, the butter, and the garlic. So it's almost like, it's almost steaming and roasting in a garlic
pot
with a couple of roast red peppers in there. And then I just pop some potatoes in. So roast potatoes as well. You can either do them the exact same way or beside them. And then a couple of lettuce leaves, a little bit of like local salad leaves. And at this time of year, we can get our hands on like local salad leaves.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for them in your greengrocers, different places, but they're spectacular. Like they're amazing.
Yeah.
And then creamy little bit of mayonnaise and then that peach salsa, which also has a little bit of lime juice in it. Sorry. So there's the lime, the peach, the red onion, the red chili, and then toss that all around. So you're getting that kind of little bit of smoky, little bit of heat, little bit of sweetness, little bit of lime. And it's,
I think,
do you like it?
Oh, it's lovely. The peach salsa, it goes really well with mayonnaise as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it? And it's, you know what, when we talk, like I suppose we always talk about that balance of the acidity with the sweet, with the salty, with the creamy. And sometimes you just need a little creamy just to bring everything together.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a Caesar dressing on that, but like for absolute, I suppose I'm trying to keep these salads beyond simple so that if you do go to the bother of making one thing like the salsa, the rest is just... chucking a few ingredients together.
The creamier the dressing, the better as
well.
Yeah,
look, it is. And it does. It does make it. It really, really does.
All right.
Dessert.
That's great. What do we've got for dessert?
We have a peach melba eaten mess.
Okay, what's that?
So eaten mess is where you have meringue.
Eaten mess is just where you have a pavlova that someone has dropped.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Or in my case where you dropped a bag on it and it smashed.
This was meant to be pavlova. Interesting.
It can be either, Kieran. It can be either.
Okay.
So you've got your pavlova or your meringue. So interestingly, pavlova kind of has this marshmallowy kind of bit on the inside. Whereas the meringue is much crispier. So meringue actually does work better for an eaten mess because it doesn't... What you'll notice here with my pavlova, it's a kind of a hybrid of a pavlova and a meringue, but we don't get into that. But it was... it kind of absorbs the cream. So it almost disintegrates into the cream a little bit and it loses its shape. Whereas if you do meringue, you'll get that much more kind of chewy, bitey, crunchy bit.
It's lovely flavour in that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know why? It's because the pavlova has actually dissolved into the cream.
Okay.
So you're getting just this kind of weird sweetness from the pavlova.
Yeah.
And then peach melba is traditionally peach and raspberries. So you can cook down your raspberries, do a little bit of a raspberry coulis, or you can buy it. So it's just raspberry peach, a couple of little flaked almonds over the top, and you've got your lovely eaten mess, which is delicious.
What now? This is peach cobbler?
Yeah.
Okay. So peach cobbler now, I've never tasted it.
Have you not?
No. And it's a kind of a dish I would associate with the States. You know what I mean? It's kind of a real US dessert, isn't it?
It really, really is. That's exactly what it is.
Like with pecan pie.
I was actually really tempted to put a few pecans in the crust.
Okay.
And I didn't, but they would have worked.
So what is peach cobbler?
So this is a whiskey brown butter peach cobbler. So this ain't no normal peach cobbler. This is like pretty good stuff. And it's served with a beautiful vanilla bean custard on top.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Now, I thought, given the taste, I thought that was going to be really rich, really heavy.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to be horsing through a mountain of the stuff. But actually, it's surprisingly light.
It's lovely. So I'll start with the base, right? So what you do, and again, either fresh peaches or tinned peaches work. I used a combination of both, and I'll tell you why. I suppose peaches are expensive, you know, like, so you can get away with having fresh and tinned and kind of stretch them a little
bit.
And they work. I wouldn't do it if it didn't work. It does work. I left the skin on my beautiful peaches, actually the peaches I have are from Spain, and I just sliced them up into my pan, butter, whiskey.
Yeah.
4 tablespoons of butter, 4 tablespoons of whiskey, pop them in. All my peaches go in, sprinkle it with brown sugar, and it kind of caramelizes, it bubbles, it forms this jam. But when you leave the skin on, the part inside where the stone is attached to and where the skin is, it ekes out this beautiful red, pink, orange colours into the cobbler, into the peaches as you eat them, which is really nice. And you don't get that if you do it with the tinned peaches.
Mm.
And then a little sprinkle of cornflour, that thickens it all up. It pulls all those juices in, creates this beautiful kind of jammy base. And then the cobbler on top is butter, sugar, baking powder and flour.
Yeah.
And that's it. But it's called a cobbler because it's cobbled together. It's almost like Play-Doh. You like mush it on top. It's not crumbly like a crumble. And then bake it in the oven and that's it.
Delicious. Really, really nice. The bits are in the, it's almost like a cookie on top.
Yeah, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's the butteriness from the top. There's ample amounts of butter in that now. And what happens is the butter from the brown, the whiskey brown butter in the peaches goes on top. But even if you never made the top and you just made the base and made those whiskey brown butter peaches and served them over ice cream, like, I mean, stunning. Absolutely stunning. So, look, there's so many things I suppose we can do with peaches. And it's lovely. It's a bit to eat a food when it's in season. And it is totally in season.
Aisling, triumph as always. I look forward to next week. Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.